everybody.
Morning.
We, Shannon and I, bring greetings from the Wellington Ecclesia. It's nice to be here again. I think we were here about probably 6 months ago. There was a few more of you here, but a little bit less today, but it's still great to be here. But understand, in the last days there will come times of difficulty. 2 Timothy 3 verse 1. The first 2 months of 2023 have certainly come with the word difficult, haven't they? Whether you live in New Zealand or anywhere in the world, we in New Zealand have had 2 cyclones, the Auckland floods, a tornado in Waihi, a decent earthquake a couple of months ago that, to be fair, was a bit shallow, would have been the same as Christchurch. That's in New Zealand alone. Around the rest of the globe, we've had giant earthquakes in Turkey, killing 44,000, massive tensions between China and America, North and South Korea are very close at war, Japan dumping millions of tons of nuclear waste in the Pacific Ocean, which the Pacific Island people trust they won't do. And to top it all off, Putin is digging his nasty toes in and pushing Ukraine to the brink. And he is pushing the whole world into more difficult times, choking the poorer nations to death, starving them. They are not getting their food rations. I feel very sorry for these people. And now we have issues in Sudan happening. We, as in New Zealand, are having our own difficult times. Our people are scared, they're stressed, lost, frightened, homeless, fatigued, foodless, physically shaken, powerless. Their homes and livelihoods have been totally destroyed. They've lost loved ones. Anxiety and grief is totally everywhere. Shannon and I were very humbled yesterday to drive through the Esk Valley and see the devastation for ourselves. These floods, earthquakes, cyclones, weather events are really getting closer to biblical size, aren't they? Do you think men's hearts are really starting to fail them? I do. And we were told in the Bible this would happen all along, weren't we? Come like a thief in the night. Sound familiar? Like Cyclone Gabriel. Count New Zealand off guard, did it? Maybe like Jesus will catch you or me off guard. Recently we listened to a talk by an Australian brother titled Events Subsequent to the Return of Christ. There are many interpretations of the events, but this is not our subject for today. However, it was a line he said in his talk that interested me, and I would like to see what you think about it and present an alternative suggestion this morning. So just for context, the comment I would like to consider was the brother talking about the judgment and us meeting Jesus face to face. The comment he made around what Jesus might say to us when we do see our Lord in person. And this is what I challenge you this morning to think about. Jesus will want to get to know you personally, he said. I don't know you personally, Jesus may say. I know you well, but not personally. Let's just spend a little bit of time talking about this. If I believe it's set out pretty clear that we can do that now, and in fact, if we don't, we have a lot to lose. It's too late to start getting to know Jesus when we meet him, and I'll attempt to show you why in the next 10 minutes. In Matthew 25, there are 3 parables, the 10 virgins, the talents, and the sheep and the goats. Add to this Matthew 7 with the parable of the tree and its fruits. And all these situations talk of meeting Jesus at the judgment. And in all 4 parables, Jesus explains if we didn't know them, they didn't get eternal life. To the unwise virgins, he said, I tell you the truth, I don't know you. To the man who buried the talent in the ground, if you knew me, you would have put the money in the bank. So I will throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness. To the sheep and goats, the goats didn't do what Jesus had commanded them. They didn't know his commandment. John 14 verse 15 says, if you love me, you will obey what I command. And what does he command? The goats didn't clearly bother to get to know what Jesus commanded them to do. He goes on to explain what he commands in John 15 verse 12. And my commandment is this, to love one another. The goats failed to obey Jesus' command to love one another by not seeing their brothers and sisters' needs and meeting them where they needed to meet them, maybe with a cup of water. And the last parable, the trees with no fruit, Matthew 7. Every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus by their fruits you will know them. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but only who does the will of my Father and who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name cast out demons and perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. It appears that Jesus knowing us is a requirement for eternal life. So what about us knowing our Lord Jesus? John 17 verse 3 says, this is eternal life, that they may know you and the only true God and Jesus Christ. So we have established that us knowing the Father and Jesus knowing us is attached to our judgment and our eternal life. What does knowing anyone mean? And should we leave the knowing until we meet Jesus, or should we be actually getting on with that now? The word know in Strong's, in this Matthew context, is just that. It's just know. So what does the word know mean? We should assume that to know someone means having a relationship with someone, or understanding them and their ways, maybe doing things to please them, and the other person doing things to please us, understanding them. In all relationships, things are two-way. It can't exist if one is one-sided. What's our part to play to get to know Jesus and our Father? As we are told, by knowing God, we will also know his Son. A while ago, I exhorted on the importance of crying out to God, the importance of being vulnerable, and falling to our knees and opening up to God in personal prayer and anguish like many faithful of old did. The power of prayer and the importance of it in our relationship to God, this is how we come to know God. This is how we see him working in our lives, and this is how a relationship with God and Jesus is created. Now after that exhort, I received some very honest feedback from some members who were brave enough and humble enough to actually tell me what they struggled with in personal prayer. Maybe it was being vulnerable and crying out. Opening ourselves up to God and his Son can be very difficult. But it is also essential to our salvation. Jesus needs to know us when he sees us. He needs to already have a relationship with us. That is made clear from all the four parables of the judgment. Like any relationship, they take work. We have to listen, read the word, and we have to act on it, do what we are asked to do, if we love him and want a relationship with him. The best human relationships are based on love and trust. It's when you open up to others, and they also to you, that your relationship grows and that you get to know each other, the good and the bad, and confess your failings one to another so you both grow. It works like that in a functional marriage. It also works like that in our friendships with friends. I'm very grateful to times when I have talked to friends, and some of them you may know, such as Zach and Asa, to talk and lean on them when I was maybe in a bad place. Times when we could share and talk and listen to each other and offer advice and be there as friends or mates. It's these times when you learn more about your friends and deepen friendships with them, and it is only by opening up and sharing that deeper relationships can be developed. It is the same with our Lord. You need to be vulnerable. I know it can be hard and scary, but trust. Trust in him and open up and let your desire be for your master and let him wash over you. It is only when we open up to him and find time for Jesus in our busy life and cast our burdens on him. We need to let him carry our cross for a while, and then we will deepen our relationship with him and get to know him and his love for us. You might ask, is it really possible to know Jesus now? There were times when his own disciples struggled to know him. Thomas and Philip struggled with this at times. Jesus said to them in John 14, "If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well." Philip said, "Show me." And Jesus goes on to say, "Don't you know me, Philip, even though I have been with you for so long?" There may be a human limit to really understanding and knowing Jesus. There may be a personal circumstances that prevent us from seeing God and Jesus as loving, kind, and merciful. We may know him as a hard, unmerciful Father from our own experiences, maybe, with our own human relationships, just like the man who buried the talent did. Is it humanly possible to know God and Jesus now? This is a question we need to ask ourselves. The problem is, if we don't try, the Bible does suggest that if we don't know him, we won't be given eternal life. And if we don't know Jesus, we don't know God. They come hand in hand with each other. As I mentioned before, a relationship has two sides. Our Lord Jesus has been very, very vulnerable to us. We have seen him at his most vulnerable. Isn't that what a true relationship is about? Being vulnerable is not being weak. Being vulnerable is being strong and show strength and faith. I feel we have enough resources to know him from the inspired word that we have. We have seen Jesus being tempted, really struggling with his inner desires. We've seen him break down in tears and not wanting to go to the cross. We've seen him in anger against the corrupt people. We've seen him in solitude, taking time and learning to be still and know God. He pleaded with God to forgive us. Ultimately, he gave his life for us. He was wounded and crushed for our iniquities. He showed us exactly how we should deal with sinners, how we should deal with others in failure or in sickness, maybe in bad places. It tells us Jesus was deeply moved and fell weeping. We are told many times of his compassion and how it moved him. You know, he put himself on the cross basically naked, and he had 6-inch nails driven into his body, into his legs, into his feet, into his arms, into his hands. That's being vulnerable. I think we get a very clear picture of the kind of man he is and how you and I must achieve to embrace his character. I believe we can know him as much as humanly possible. In fact, we must. He told us everything and how to act and how to behave in our lives. Wouldn't we be foolish not to listen to these words? And then there's the other side of relationship, our side. Has he seen us call on him, maybe, when we are tempted or we need help? Has he experienced us cry out to him when we don't want to do God's will? Has he seen us crushed as he was? Has he seen us in anger, us in failure, us in peace spending time with God and him? Has he seen us obey him and do what he asked of us, loving our neighbours? Does he personally know the fruit on your tree, the oil in your lamp, all the talents we have planted, and the cup of water we have brought him? So what does knowing Jesus and him knowing us mean? John 5:42 says, But I know you, I know that you do not have the love of God in your hearts. So if Jesus knows us, he knows if we love God or not. What does loving God mean? John 14 verse 15, if you love me, you will obey what I command. And further down in John 15, he gives us the command. My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, he laid down his life for his friends. So we have pretty clear instructions, don't we? For us to know Jesus, we have to follow his commands and love each other. Loving is not easy at times, especially if it doesn't come easy to you. Corinthians 13 gives examples. If I know everything about the Bible, I know all the mysteries and knowledge, and I have great faith, but I don't have love, I am nothing. Patience, kindness, no envy, no boasting, no pride, no rude or selfish, doesn't get angry, forgives easy, always protect, trust, hope and perseveres. This is what Jesus commands of us, to love. Can we all honestly say we do this all the time? I know I fail at times. I get selfish with my time sometimes. I get a bit angry at the kids at times. If not, let's get working as we are commanded to do so. This is what we have to do to know Jesus and for him to know us. We will all face our Lord, and when we do, we know, we long to hear that he does know us, that he has a relationship with us, and that we have been vulnerable with him as he was certainly with us. Let us not bear the fate of some, maybe some we know. If the conversation when he returns, maybe in 2023, goes like this, people will say on that day, Lord, Lord, what? But when the doors were open, I was there. I did talks. I preached your name. People respected me. I tried to study your Bible. But Jesus will say, I didn't know you. I didn't have a relationship with you. You didn't cast your burdens on me. You didn't love your brother. You didn't talk to me. You didn't pray to me or my father. Well, I was depressed and you didn't support me. I just had a baby and I was struggling and you didn't comfort me. My kids were stressing me out and I had nowhere to turn. My husband died and I was lonely and no one visited me. My marriage was tough and I felt like everyone was judging me as things weren't perfect. I was a solo parent and I didn't get support. I was struggling with my faith. I was struggling with my ecclesia. I was struggling with my past failures. And you didn't bring me a cup of water. You weren't there for me, your time of your love. You didn't show me love. Depart from me. I do not know you. And they shall go into eternal punishment. We all have our reasons for not obeying the commandment to love our brothers and sisters and our neighbours. We sometimes say we are too busy, or I needed to watch the Netflix series and I just needed to chill out maybe. Instagram was important for my friendship connections. My life was too full on. I was working hard in my career. There's youth weekends to plan, ecclesial efforts to program, talks to do. Life was so busy. We all have excuses, and sometimes we get lost in our busyness. There's nothing wrong with the Netflix series or working in the truth, but all these things can't come at the expense of the time we personally spend with Jesus or God. Reading the Bible to really get to know God and Jesus, doing what he commands to practically show our fruits by loving our neighbour and developing our personal relationship with him through honest, raw, vulnerable prayer. Being busy and everything won't matter in the last day. If we get face to face with Jesus, that's the important thing to do. Let's pray that when we see our Lord, and please, please, God, send him soon, he will say to us, Come, you blessed of my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you from the creation of the earth. For you saw I needed a cup of water. You saw I needed you to follow my commands. And I show your fruits of love to others by water and time and food and love. I know you. I recognize you. I know your heart. I know you intimately. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the kingdom I have prepared for those who love me. John 10, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and they know me. So it's Sunday, and if we don't face our Lord this week face to face, we will be back here next Sunday reflecting on our week. So I challenge you to take time this week in your busy lives to get to know Jesus a little more. Spending time reading his words, the words written down for us, to get to know him. Make time. Don't be selfish. Give Jesus the time of day. He gave us all his precious time of his life for you and me. Working, preaching, walking, fasting, healing, talking, loving, washing people's feet, and sacrificing his own life to help us. How are we to be so ungrateful in doing what we want to do all the time when he gave us his all and more? Stand in his presence, lean into his love, and find shelter in him. Spend some time putting into practice to the men, women, and children you come across this week, to those we know, and especially those we don't know. Putting into action the love Jesus commands of us, so when he meets us, he will know us by our fruits, because we followed his command. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and they know me.